In Oklahoma, a new law requires any woman seeking an abortion to first answer more than 30 personal questions. The information, with names omitted, would eventually be posted on a state website. Backers of the measure say it will help to understand why women get abortions. Advocates of abortion rights call it invasive, and tomorrow they're challenging it in court. The law is on hold for now. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
The survey in Oklahoma's new abortion law includes some of the following questions. Would having a baby dramatically change a woman's life, interfere with her job or education? Is she unemployed or unsure of a relationship with the father? State Representative Dan Sullivan says the law is needed to reduce the number of abortions.
This is not going in and having a wart removed. This is a procedure that ends a human life. And because it's a special procedure, we believe that it's appropriate to be able to find out, you know, why these are going on and if there's something that we can do to change that.
But abortion rights activists call the law and the survey intolerable.
Fellow pro-woman activists! Woo! We are here because we have to be here. Because we have to demand a public discussion about laws that infringe on our rights.
Caitlin Wright is a senior at the University of Oklahoma who organized a recent rally at the state capitol opposing the new law.
You know, the only question that's not asked of these women is their name. These are incredibly invasive questions. Is it because she can't afford childcare? Is she unmarried? Is she having a rough patch with the father? The real purpose of the bill is to shame women from having this procedure. And I think it's to scare them.
46 states have laws that require clinics and hospitals to submit some kind of reports about the abortions they perform. But clinics in Oklahoma say this law is an invasion of privacy, that it goes far beyond abortion reporting requirements in any other state.
It's very discouraging and intrusive to patients.
Linda Meek is executive administrator of Reproductive Services in Tulsa.
If they want to reduce the number of abortions, then they need to concentrate on educating women about preventing unwanted pregnancies, educating them about emergency contraception, birth control, and making birth control more accessible.
Pro-choice groups also fear women could be identified based on the information they provide, especially women who live in Oklahoma's rural communities. But supporters say women cannot be identified because the law doesn't require doctors to report the county where they live, only where the abortion takes place. Right now, there are just 3 counties in Oklahoma where abortions are performed.
Well, thanks for letting us come in tonight.
No problem.
Have you had many other candidates come by yet?
Senator Todd Lamb, the principal author of the law, is out campaigning, in part on his pro-life track record. Lamb is running for lieutenant governor. He recently spoke to a meeting of young Republicans at the University of Oklahoma, and the abortion law came up.
How can we counsel? How can we treat? How can we offer counseling to mothers-to-be that are choosing abortion if we don't have hardcore facts?
Oklahoma is conservative, socially and politically. This is the second year in a row that the legislature has passed abortion laws considered some of the most restrictive in the country. A law that would require doctors to perform an ultrasound and describe the fetus before a woman could have an abortion was struck down this year on procedural grounds, but that decision is being appealed. Tony Loinger with Oklahomans for Life says the new law and survey represent a common sense approach to abortion.
It is such a minimal step that for people to oppose a bill as helpful as this legislation is just, it's kind of incredible.
The New York-based Center for Reproductive Rights, which is challenging the law, says there is no valid public health reason for the state to gather this kind of detailed information. And legal experts say the law represents another test of how far states can go to regulate abortion. Professor at the University of Oklahoma, Joseph Tye, says the U.S. Supreme Court already struck down a Pennsylvania reporting law that was not as stringent as Oklahoma's.
I think the number and kind of questions that are posed and that would be publicly posted would present a substantial chilling effect on women who are considering abortions as well as on doctors performing abortions. But I don't think that's really a concern of the state legislature. I think they are willing to gamble.
if this new law is struck down. Oklahoma legislators say they'll try again next year. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.